Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Kia ora, Sam.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you? How's your bubble?
I'm good. I'm like just cooking away.
Nice, cooking through the lockdown. What are we talking about this morning?
We're talking about spam. I'm really excited by this.
I'm also quite excited, to be honest.
Yeah. Do you enjoy spam?
I do. Zoe is least convinced.
No, I've never tried spam in my entire life.
Oh,
truly.
Oh, gosh. Okay, after this, we'll have to get you to go and buy a can of spam.
Okay, I'll have my own spam experience.
Stick it on the shopping list.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about spam and how it came to be.
Yeah, what's the history of spam?
Okay, so it started in 1937 during the Great Depression, where Hormel Foods was a meat processing and packaging plantation. And to accommodate for the people during the Great Depression, they needed to come up with ways to create more shelf-stable foods. And one of the sons of the owner decided to make ham in a can. So that's kind of that's kind of how spam started. And there's so many interesting things about spam and what makes it great. Well, it was one of the main protein staples for the troops in World War II.
Right.
So it was so shelf stable. It was so easy and readily available and heavily nutrient. It contained a lot of fat and protein.
Yeah.
And because of this, it is now a protein staple in Hawaii as well, because it made its way there.
This is my main interaction with spam is from my friend whose family is from Hawaii, and she's like the queen of spam. So that is how I have kind of like had my best spam experiences is with her.
Yeah, and like and also in fact in South Korea, people see spam as a luxury item. So you would buy that as a gift for people, like maybe during a wedding or
True.
If you're coming to their house for the first time and
Wow.
you bring a can of spam. It's kind of crazy.
Yum.
There's so many facts about it, and I think the most impressive one is that the meat is actually cooked in the can. So Yeah, so there's only 6 ingredients in spam. So it's pork, ham, and then there's pork shoulder. Mm. Then it's salt, sugar, potato starch, and sodium nitrate for its preservation qualities.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, they have their own butchers and their own farms that they make 44,000 cans per hour.
Whoa. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Holy heck.
So it's pretty high quality meat, and it is a secret ratio that they won't disclose of how much shoulder to ham. So it's all blended up, then it's put in the can, then it's cooked in a conveyor belt inside the can. So,
wow.
And that's how it's incredibly shelf stable, because it's got no exposure to oxidization or
got
bacteria.
You. Okay.
So there is a best before date on the can, but studies have shown and it has never really expired under the right conditions.
It's like honey.
Yeah, basically. But they had to put it on the tin for like legal reasons, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, and what else? Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Hello, Sam. Oh, no,
Sam.
No,
I wanted to know the spam secret.
Oh, Sam.
Hello.
Am I back?
Yes.
Okay. So even in... even in Monty Python, they made a pop song about spam.
Yes.
And, like it, and that's kind of how the word spam came along. Like, oh, that's just spam. It's because in the scene in the movie, they would use spam to interrupt important conversations.
That's right.
So that's kind of how the word spam came along. And like in terms of like everyday culture.
We got a text from someone who's kind of, I guess, linking it to that the Britishness of various spam moments. Someone says Margaret Thatcher used to eat a lot of spam during World War II, apparently, being a British staple at the time, probably trying to, you know, get everyone on the...
Get down with the people, eat some spam.
Margaret Thatcher, it's going to take more than eating some spam, I think.
Spam didn't work.
Aye, aye, aye. Okay, so that's the history of spam.
The history of spam.
What would you do to eat spam? How do you like to eat it?
Okay, so because I was born in Fiji, so PI, Pacific Island, really readily available, very popular. My parents would always pan fry it, so it's crispy on the edges.
Yeah.
Or if they wanted to be fancy, they would like coat it in like a flour before dipping in the egg wash.
Ooh.
Multiple times, almost like a spam schnitzel kind of situation.
Ooh,
That sounds good.
Yeah, I love slicing it really thin and putting it in egg and cheese mayo sandwiches.
Yum.
But I remember one year for Christmas, we all had to make a ham dish, and I did a spam and eggs dish, which I made a little bit fancy. So I cooked the spam slices with a tin of lychee juice and lychee to reduce into a syrup, because the can is so salty and fatty, you needed like some kind of sweetness to counteract. And then on top of the spam slices, I just put scrambled eggs and a bit of caviar, just so that element of spam and egg. But yeah, you can use it in everything. I love it in fried rice.
Yeah, I've had it in fried rice before, and that is very chef's kiss. Very tasty.
Yes, very, very good. I don't know, like you can chuck it in macaroni and cheese. Like it's such a good time.
Mm. Can you just eat it as it is, like on a cracker or something? Is that
with a spoon out the can?
You can. I wouldn't recommend it, but you totally can. And in fact, there's a museum in Minnesota that also sells spam cookbooks as well.
Wow,
so, cool. Oh my gosh.
I actually own one.
Nice. So, yeah. I mean, there is a lot of stuff you can do with it. I feel like it's a much maligned food. People are always like, ugh, spam. We've definitely got a few texts to that effect right now. Someone says Gagarama. So maybe that's a vegetarian, in which case, fair enough. Spam is definitely not up your street.
Or probably they ate it out of the can straight up and they didn't fry it.
Yeah, you got to fry that. You got to fry that. Someone says they worked with a couple of guys who most lunchtimes would make 2-minute noodles and add spam.
Yes. Mm. Oh, so good.
Classic combo. You could make it with like an egg as well. That would be very good.
I'm really excited to try the spam schnitzel idea.
Mm.
That's maybe that'll be my first time spam experience.
What?
That is a good first time experience.
As you say, you know, you put a lot of like sort of acidic things with it to balance out the sort of fatty saltiness of it.
Yeah.
Are you a person who would put pineapple with it, or is that too much like a Hawaiian pizza kind of territory?
No, that, you know how like there's that Christmas recipe where you put like rings of pineapple around the ham leg?
Yes, yeah. And it's delicious.
And then like, and then you put like a cherry in the middle of it, and
yes,
then you just put all of it. So there's recipes in cookbooks where you do that, but with multiple blocks of spam.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
Ketchup is a good time with spam as well.
Ketchup is a good
acidic
time with most things, to be fair. Yeah. But yum. We're definitely getting a lot of love for spam. I thought we were going to get more sort of spam hatred, because I think it does get a bad name. But people are all about the spam today on the text machine.
Nice.
A few good fried up with some eggs is a common one going on here in the BFM listenership.
Yeah.
And the noodle one,
I think a lot of the hate comes from the fact that it's from a can and people think it's mystery meat. But again, it's 6 ingredients, and that's like, you know, more simple than most canned products out there.
Totally. Mm. Totally, Sam. I found the spam song.
Oh my God.
I thought this might be a nice way to finish this morning. Thank you very much for bringing us spam today, Sam. I've enjoyed that a lot.
Thank you for having me.
I hope your bubble is going well and that you're eating
well. I'll definitely cook some spam and put it on my Instagram.
Excellent. Perfect. We will share it so everyone can get the spam in their life there.
Perfect.
Have a nice rest of your morning and we'll see you soon.
Thanks. Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Thank you very much.